Just because he's beautiful doesn't mean I wanna go and throw a good love away. Just because he's got a beard and
what?
Cool tattoos and thick really thighs and fancy shoes.
Apparently it does not meet Auntie Scott's high standards.
And just because I'm in the now
still calling you,
trying to get that cake.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you were in the room. I don't like the interface on Zoom.
I noticed, well, no, okay, I did not notice.
What did you not notice?
However, why does everything sound so loud to me?
Wait, why?
Well, that's not loud. However, I did not notice, Mark noticed, but he told me.
Yes, what did he tell you?
That you got a new truck.
He did?
He said, oh, I know what Daniel's going to be talking about today.
I wasn't going to save it for that darn Elvis.
Oh. Well, that's fine, too.
Let me ask you this, Adam. Let me ask you this. What?
Oh, I have a lot of tabs open.
What's the most money you've ever spent on a vehicle? Let me qualify. Let me qualify that question by saying, I love this truck. It has every possible feature that I could ever possibly have imagined.
Yeah.
Love it. I have no problem with the price that I paid for it. But I am just curious because as I'm signing this mountain of paperwork, I'm like, dear God, that's a lot of money. Like what is the most money you've ever spent on a vehicle?
I'm trying to think because I don't know how much my car was, but I'm going to say $30,000. Because, or maybe slightly less. It could have been 35. In the 30s, in the low 30s, I think. High 20s to low 30s, because I won't say that I never will, but I have never bought a new vehicle.
Okay.
So even though my car would have been more expensive new, I bought it used. And also my BMW I bought used. And all of my other cars I've bought used.
So Lamont Cranston in the chat room is saying that he paid cash for the one he has now. Why is my voice not working? He paid cash for the one that he has now, just over $18,000.
So probably it's probably 30-something.
30-something.
Like the show.
30-something. So this truck was more than that.
How much?
It's more than double that.
Oh, okay. Well, but you don't want to give a number?
I don't even remember the number at this point.
Oh, come on.
All right. After everything, after tax, tag, title, all of that, it was 68.4 something.
Here's the deal. Look, I have nothing against, and there have been times when I've thought, oh, I want to get a new car and I want to get, I've discovered something about myself, I think. Actually, I was just thinking this earlier today.
Yes.
I struggle to make large purchases. Mm-hmm. Like I can live an extravagant lifestyle. I can buy myself little tech toys that are $1,000 or $500, or, you know, I can buy those all day long. I can take expensive vacations that, you know, I'm halving with Mark and we're each paying half of it. I guess that's what halving means.
Yes. Halving.
Halving. But when it comes to, I could have already purchased a hot tub, but that's very expensive.
Yes.
We probably already could have done the landscaping, but part of it is we haven't been able to settle on a design, but part of it is because I think I'm not motivated to spend a big, huge chunk of money,
right,
all at once. And it's hard for me to do, I think. So it's hard for me to do. But it's subconscious though, because I don't ever think it. I don't go, oh, I don't. Now with the car, where I was going with that was,
yes,
I just don't like cars and driving enough Because I've thought several times, oh, I should get a...
But you like road trips.
Or whatever. Well, yeah, but we can take Mark. I mean, he has an SUV, a little SUV. I mean, it's basically a car. Let's face it. But, you know, it's like, I like that my car looks sexy and little high school boys at the drive-thru windows tell me my car is hot and all this kind of stuff. But other than that, like, I don't enjoy driving. And a car is a utilitarian thing for me. So I don't think me personally, I don't know, depends on how much. I mean, if I keep increasing my pay and have huge amounts of savings, at some point it might be, you know, that it doesn't make a big dent for me to buy a really expensive car. But I just think it's not a, I don't know.
No, it's fine. This was a bucket list item. This was definitely a bucket, you know, this is more than half the dream. Like, this is the dream is the traveling stuff with camper in the trailer. And well, camper trailer, whatever. God damn it. Andy Scott's in my head on the whole fucking camper trailer thing.
I think, oh, you know why it's hot up here?
Cause I'm here.
I turned off the AC earlier when I was recording and I forgot to turn it back on. I was like, why is it so damn hot up here?
Well, do you need to
turn it off?
Do you need to go turn on your air conditioner?
No, I can do it right here on my phone.
Okay, oh, well, la-di-da. You know what? I can start my truck right here on my phone, too. Would you like me to start the truck?
I want to know. Auntie Scott made a statement. Everybody saying, if you weren't my boyfriend, and I would like more context for that.
I was in pre-show. I was playing music from a gay artist called Z Machine. That's Z-E-E Machine. I posted it in the Level 13 chat last time. I am obsessed with this song. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I just wanted to play you the chorus here.
Is the name of it? Oh, it's 80 degrees up here. No wonder I'm hot.
Right. So this is Z Machine. And there's like, I thought this song was really pride oriented. It's called Brain Chemistry, but it is. Oh, and Auntie Scott says it's horrific. But I just love the tag on this guy, the chorus. Here we go. Here we go. Very, very Scissor Sisters. It's very, this is a little independent artist. I found him on TikTok of all places, but it's like, I'm really digging his entire collection of music.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm not a music person.
Yeah, no. I mean, and so anyway, the song that I was playing, the song that I played after that, because I just didn't hit stop, was a song called If You Were My Boyfriend. And this is what Auntie Scott was upset about.
Phone.
Yeah, that's so. It was the chorus can get a bit repetitive.
I will say it's poppy.
Yeah,
you know, and it's
like I say, he's an independent
auto-tuned.
He's an independent queer. You know, it's so funny because some of his songs are really auto-tuned. Like he's not even hiding it. Like he's actually using that as a selling feature. Kind of like that Brain Chemistry song was distorted and stuff. It's like it was a choice. Like Maroon 5. Did that on no? Who's the one that
I'm
does
okay
all the
cra- auto-tune.
Who's the one that does all the crazy videos? Okay, Go did that with one of their albums where they like the drums and everything sounded distorted and it was just kind of a feel that they were going for. But anyway, this independent artist, he also has done some acoustic songs on this that are not auto-tuned, and he has a great voice. So it's he's also, I found him on TikTok. So he's constantly doing live sing-alongs on TikTok. So it's not, I know he has a great voice. He doesn't need to auto-tune. The songs that do have auto-tune in them are really kind of, I think he was doing it for like that Cher effect, like that actual, like I'm, he does one song where he actually like electronically does a saxophone with his voice. Like it sounds like a saxophone.
Okay.
But is it this one? No. Let me find the, is it this one? Nope. I'm just gonna keep doing this. What is this song that I'm playing right now? No, that's not it. This one? Anyway, it's, try to look like I have my shit together. Anyway, he's good. So yeah, check them out. Z Machine, Z-E-E Machine.
Well, I don't listen to music, but it sounds good. I will say unrelated and yet unrelated all at the same time. Mm-hmm. But us talking about music and pop music makes me think of the fact that now when Mark and I have sex, I have to play, I have to ask the Echo to play pop music because I don't know if it was because I was way overweight 20 pounds ago, but I would hear myself breathing when we were having sex. And it would not like, this is really hot, like heat of the moment, but like, I can't catch my breath. I'm old. Yes.
Oh.
And so, and it made
well, me then might I suggest the next time that you have sex, two or three so, weeks from now, the next time you have sex, listen to Z music, Z-E-E music. Okay. I have a request.
What? I'm on original sound.
No, this was not that. My request is that we need to, we don't have to wrap up early, but we need to wrap up earlier than we normally do because okay. I have an RV show in the morning. And so we don't have to rush through it, but you know, Adam, I just bought a new truck and I'm very excited to go out and drive it. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of truck, you know, going from a little sports car to a truck. That's a drastic change. My nephew texted me. He's like, going, oh, welcome to the world of backing in the parking spaces.
I hate it when people back into parking spaces.
Well, apparently the people in trucks do it, like big trucks do that because they can't see in front of, and they have a rear view, they have a camera in the back. So it's like when they back in, they can actually see how close they are to the stop and the spot. You know what I'm saying? You can see if you're between the lines and everything. Because when you're way up in a truck and you're coming, you got that hood out in front of you and you can't see how clear you have, you know that you're at the divider when you hit it.
Well, maybe that's true. I haven't really driven a whole lot of big trucks.
I haven't tested. I'll talk about this on the show. There are so many gadgets on this truck that I don't even know what they do yet. Like they don't even give you an owner's manual. They give you like a supplemental owner's manual and then they give you a web address for the owner's manual. It's also on the main system there. You can bring up the owner's manual electronically in the truck and look at it there. But it's this huge, there's so many fucking things. The adaptive cruise control, the lane centering, the cross traffic alerts, the 360 camera stuff, the
I see you have one topic here.
Oh, I haven't put the... I've been in a car dealership for the last several hours. I haven't really...
There was something I was going to correct you on...
Oh, God.
On your other show that you do.
Oh, God.
And I don't even know if it was you or Auntie Scott, but one of you said something incorrect. Mm-hmm. And I was going to... I thought...
Oh, heaven forbid. Heaven forbid somebody was wrong on the internet.
And I'm going to have to start taking notes because when I run out of things to talk about, I could really just, you know, do commentary on your other show.
Uh-huh. Was it whether to call it a trailer or a camper?
Because I think that's
what one of us was wrong on, calling it a camper or a trailer?
It wasn't that, although camper.
I will tell you this, Adam.
Yeah.
Did I interrupt you? Go ahead. You can finish.
Well, I don't know if I remember. See, here's the problem with getting old, Daniel. If you interrupt me now, a lot of times I lose my bike. Is that what Auntie Scott says? I can't find my bike. Once you've interrupted me,
I don't remember where I parked my bike. Yes, Auntie Scott came up with that line all on his own. That is an Auntie Scott original line, Adam.
I will say this, though. I do think he is just a slightly older version of me, and I am just a slightly younger version.
Have you
of him.
Listened I to totally this week's? Agree. Have you? Yeah, because he said the same thing.
Because everything he said, I get startled easily. I'm a hypochondriac, and yet I don't want to go to the doctor.
You don't allow people in your house.
I mean, I guess there are some things that don't. Well, no, that's
don't true. Open the I, door. We'll have to I, talk to them.
No, that is true. I am an introvert, and I get I get stressed.
Yes.
When people knock or ring the doorbell, it literally
stresses me out. You're stressed.
When the phone rings, it stresses me a little bit. If I don't know who it is, like I don't answer, but I mean, it still stresses me out a little bit. But I mean, I do go out of the house every single day and Auntie Scott doesn't. So there is, I guess there are extremes of things that maybe I haven't gotten there yet. You know, I mean, maybe one day I can only strive to get to that point, you know, goals.
I'm adding cards. Sorry. I need to ask you a question and we can't say it in front of level 13. So I'm going to type in the chat here the topic of what I'm talking about. And then you, I don't know how to spell it. All right. So do you see what I just put in the chat?
Yes.
All right. So the executive producer of the show believes that we should hold that information. Like we should...
Is it going to be a big deal?
No, it's just that it is a big deal, but we also, you know, things can happen between now and then. Maybe something changes or whatever. We don't want to, toot our. So, and I kind of feel like on your show, you gave it a tease. I haven't listened to today's show.
Yeah, I wasn't saying a name because I wasn't sure if we were supposed to.
So anyway, so the question is, this is the reason I'm asking. In the Elvis post show, we actually talk about it and I haven't posted that yet. So if you felt that like maybe we should keep it quiet, then I just wouldn't. To me, I'm fine with it just being a level 13 thing. Like the level 13 people can hear it. And then that way they can, you know, create rumors or whatever, because it's not official. It's just there. You're hearing rumors.
Look, like, I'm okay with anything. Yeah. I really don't have a preference one way or the other, but I do. Will this person be upset if they think we're not talking about them?
No, I don't think so. No. Although I do owe her an email reply thanking her. But
I say we can talk about it here. And
all right, we'll talk about it here. So the end of the cryptic communications is over. We're talking about Madge Weinstein, Yeast Radio, one of the longest running gay podcasts. Yeast Radio.
The longest running or one of?
Why is it one of the longest running? Anyway, I asked Madge if she would like to participate in the Pride 48 live streaming event this year. And after a few back and forth emails, she said, put me down for an hour. I am in. And thank you for inviting me. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited for Madge to be on. Because, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. The reason, early on that we didn't invite big names like that is because we were nobodies. And it's like, how do you even do that? Like, how do you walk up to a, famous person and be like, ah, excuse me. I mean, now I'll do it because I don't give a fuck. But back then I was, I still cared. So anyway, I'm excited about it, Adam. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great that Madge is going to be on here.
Great as
I
well.
Want to see a screenshot of Joey Buhecker's face when he hears that it's going to happen, though.
Maybe she should be our mascot.
Because Joey was always the one who's like, she'll never do it. She'll never do it. Don't waste your breath. She'll never do it.
Featuring. I do want to admit something.
Yes. I didn't see Betsy Wetsy on the sign up list.
I do want to say this. I probably have said this before. I'm sorry, is what I meant to say. I think I have. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard her voice. I've never heard her show. I've never heard any, I've not heard any of it. Well, I have not downloaded on my phone or my computer. I have not. Now, I don't know if you've ever played any clips or anything like that.
Yeah, we've played clips on this show before.
Okay. Well, then on this show or on our previous one. Anymore.
I'm just
I may have heard.
I'm super excited that she's going to participate. The what was I going to say? I was going to say something. It was something. It was not important.
But didn't Auntie Scott used to do a show with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat This Hot Show.
Maybe they should do a reunion. I don't want
to. I'm easily excited. Scott, yeah, that's why I'm always in a good mood, Scott. Because I'm excited. I like to look at the show. Did they talk about eating?
A hot.
They do. Show? It's based after the Bobby Flay Throwdown show on Food Network, and they all
like throwing down.
Yeah, yeah, like you and Joe Batan. I thought you guys just were ripping off Eat This Hot Show. Yeah, because they cook stuff every episode, and then they all compare notes on it.
What I want to know is that darn Elvis going to be doing a show?
Yes. I meant to talk to Scott about that the other day. I wanted to know what time frame. I just want to confirm with him what time slots I should ask for Elvis, but I don't think it matters. I think as long as
we're doing a three-way, but I just thought that was me kind of getting you both lubed up before your show so you could start the actual wild stuff, you know?
Oh, so you think we should do the three-way and then Elvis right after?
I don't know.
Or do Elvis first and then three-way?
Well, if you need to get your vaginal juices flowing before the three-way.
Yeah, see, here's the problem. It's an hour-long show, and we normally do like a 30, 45-minute show.
Well, do like everybody else does and beg for questions.
I mean, when you add in our pre-show and our post-show, we go over an hour, but not much over an hour. Yeah, I don't necessarily think we want to do them back to back. I feel like that turns into the Daniel and Adam show all weekend long. So I'd like to space them out. So I think we'll do, you know, there's three nights. So we'll just do one each night. So we'll do an Elvis one night. We'll do a three-way one night. And we'll do Mixed Minus one night.
So let's talk about me for a moment.
Yes.
I'm going to be on.
Oh, I know. It will be the Adam Burns.
I'm going to be on.
But first.
Mixed Minus, but first, the three-way show. And throwing down.
Yeah.
Is there a fifth one? I mean, I don't do geeky gay I can't do an hour.
The kickoff show and the closing show.
Those don't count though. Yeah.
Are we doing a skit? There may be a skit.
Are you saying it won't be us or it won't be me? Are you saying you're leaving me out of it? Is that what you're saying?
I haven't written a script yet.
Oh, okay.
I will. I'm trying to figure out whether
I suck at skits. You can have me do the sound effects and I'll suck at that as well.
I feel like, this is the weird thing. It's like, I kind of think that if we do a skit, if we do a skit, that we should do it on Zoom because it kind of gets that old radio vibe where you can see everyone reading their parts, right? So even if there is kind of like when we all stood on stage in Vegas and read our lines into the mic or whatever,
yeah,
kind of like radio theater. So I like the whole Zoom, but I don't want, as soon as we put out a Zoom link and say, here, you can watch this opening skit at this Zoom link, then everyone's going to switch over to Zoom and then it'll take a while for people to get back over to
Plus all Discord weekend people yeah. will be like, where's the
yeah, Zoom? Where's the Zoom link? And so I just kind of feel like, no, let's
remember when I think you were still taking part in Pride 48 when I did some video and then during one of our live events. And then from then on, everyone was like, where's the video link?
Hey, where's the video of that? Yeah.
And then people just started bringing their phone.
Yeah. And live streaming from
their phone.
Yeah, exactly. I used to hate
that. Because people wanted to see what was going on in the
studio. Right. Then get off your ass and get there. That's my feeling. Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that a few times.
Anyway. Is Donna signed up? Yes, Donna Sugars is signed up. I have emailed so many people. I emailed Donna. She signed up.
Did you email Donna? Oh,
yeah, I did. Okay. I emailed somebody else. It's Topi Smelly. I emailed Topi Smelly and he signed up. I emailed Arthur in New Zealand, but he has not signed up. I pestered Paul into signing up. So I know I see that.
Were these people that you emailed not going to sign up or did you just remind them?
They may not have heard our show. I mean, they'd have heard the State of the Station and whatnot. So I just wanted to reach out to my favorite podcasters and say, hey, there's a live streaming event coming up and here, check it out. And I wrote a quasi nice letter to she's not doing so well.
They have not signed
up. I know. I get the emails when people sign up. I know.
I know.
I know. So they have not signed up. And I also cold emailed, you know, instead of cold calling, I cold emailed Views from the 615. And I haven't heard back from them. So, you know, they haven't even acknowledged me. That is another gay podcast that I listen to.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I've emailed all those people and some of them have signed up, some of them not. But we've got another week. We got another week.
We do, yeah. And I've been mentioning it on my my show.
I feel like Fatty should have, Fatty probably mentioned it on his show because George in Atlanta signed up. And he usually listens to Fatty.
I said, Fatty, are you...
Fatty signed up.
I heard you mention it. I'm like, hey, I haven't heard you mention that on your show. Would you mind, do we now have to beg you to promote Pride 48 on your show? No, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. Used to be, during Pride 48 time, it used to be every other sentence out of his mouth on his show leading up to it was, oh, sign up for the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. So I'm like,
I feel like we got a lot. I feel like we got, I mean, there's still more to go, but we got a lot of, we got Gayish, we got Taste Like Burning, we got, I'm going to forget somebody. Let me just bring the list up here.
Oh, did we get Gayish?
Yeah, they were one of the first people to sign up.
Oh, were they? I forgot.
Let's see, pride48.com, admin, bloop, bloop, bloop.
It's, it's 23 or 24 plus... Right now, plus we may get up to 30 shows.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that, but we might. Yeah.
North and South of Things, the Donna Sugar Show, Archer Radio, Dinged Bell, Big Fatty Online, Smellcast, Oh My God, They're Still Talking, and Pod is My Co-Pilot, Shady Small Town Tea, which is Kirk from the Facebook group. Adam put in a test show. That'll be exciting. Three's a Crowd, which will be Scott and Adam and myself. Mix Minus, The Shy Life Podcast, Taste Like Burning, Greetings from Nowhere, Foul Monkeys, Little Fatty Cast, Queer Writers of Crime, Gayish, and the Big Gay Chub Supersize Extravaganza.
Oh, that's three shows.
And then there's more, the Believer Skeptic Podcast and the Gay Wasteland. So
did you say Big Fatty Online?
Yeah.
Okay. How many does it say?
It says that there are 22.
Minus one plus two.
Yeah. Because I haven't signed up for that Donner Elvis show.
23, 24. I haven't signed up for Throwing Down. That's 25. We haven't signed up for Madge. That's 26.
Yep.
And there may be a few more that come in. So we make it up to.
Yeah.
We'll be high 20s, early 30s, kind of like what I paid for my car.
High 20s, low 30s. I want to get what I paid for the car. I want to get like 68.
Podcasts. We don't have that many hours in the weekend.
That's true. I mean, yeah, we do, but we would have to go 24 hours. But
no, we don't. We don't have 68 hours in the weekend. It's a 48-hour weekend.
Well, but we start on Friday and we end on Sunday, so it's like
hours.
No, it's not. If we started at noon on Friday and ended at noon on Sunday, then that would be 48 hours. But we don't. We
start at like 8 p.m.
Right, but we could start earlier on Friday and run all the way through late Sunday. So, I mean, we could fit.
I don't think we could fit 68 hours.
You know what, though? We used to offer half hour slots, so we could go back to that, and then we could have more. There may be people.
3 days. Wait a minute. 20, 40, 60. 3 days is 72.
Right, but that's three full days. We start on Friday and end on Sunday, so that's just two full days. Right, Friday to Saturday, Friday noon to Saturday noon is 1 day, and then Saturday noon to Sunday noon is 2 days. It crosses 3 days, but it's because we start late in the day on Friday, it's only 2 days.
I have nothing to talk about, but...
That's all right, Adam, I got a lot to talk about. And on that note...
But I will put two things.
On that note... There are 7 plugins that have not been updated on this website.
You're not. I just did an update recently. Oh,
download permission for customer CSV import export has been revoked, possibly due to a license key.
Well, there may have been. Then don't worry about that. Because if we don't need it, I don't want to pay for another license.
Let's see, I'm going to update this now. Admins column pro. Oh, you bought the pro of the admin columns?
I did.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I've done that. The Blueberry PowerPress, that needs to be updated. The custom Twink feeds, I now realize says Twitter. I thought it said twink.
We don't really need that plugin anymore because we don't use it, but.
Would you like me to remove that plugin?
No, it's fine. We can do an audit later.
And I'll update it. Elementor Pro needs to be updated.
Oh yeah, we use that.
Jetpack by WordPress needs to be updated. Ocean Extra.
That's our theme. So yeah.
And Tax Jar.
Well, I mean, go ahead and update all of them, but that one is a WooCommerce.
WooCommerce. And WP PHP My Admin.
I could do a gratitude segment for things like my coworkers and modern efficiencies of large corporations. I think people are getting tired of me talking about work. Plus, like I said, well, you know what? It doesn't fucking matter what people get tired of. It's a personal journal show, and I can talk about whatever I want. But
I don't think anyone's tired of you talking about it. We're tired of you saying that you're tired of us. We're tired of you saying okay, that we are tired of you of hearing. Yes.
I'm tired of you saying that our show sucks during the show.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, so now you know how they feel. They feel like every time you say like, oh, you don't want to hear this, you then follow it up by correctly saying, well, it's a personal journal podcast and you download it.
The hell I want.
And you downloaded it. So clearly you must be interested. It's like, you answered your own question. If nobody is sitting there going like, oh my God, will you shut the fuck up? It's like they can just fast forward or skip to the next day. So don't. That's what they're upset about. They're tired of you saying that they're tired of listening to you.
Why is it still 80 in here? I'll stop if you stop, Daniel. So I'll stop doing that if you stop saying our show's a train wreck during the show.
All right. Can I say it before the show?
In any way, form, or fashion. You can't come up with creative ways. I do not think that you should say your show sucks on your show. You should not be. People are entertained or they wouldn't be listening. Just like you said about me. If they don't like it, they will tune out. There's no reason for us to draw attention to the fact that we think a particular show, which you think every show, by the way, is not going well. So it's not, I mean, if we counted the times you've said things like that and compared them to the number of episodes we've had, it would be very close. Very close.
Okay, you ready?
I've been smelling bad smells all day.
It's not me. I'm in Florida.
And then I just, because as you do, because I look around, there's like nothing. I've showered, like I smelled my pits, like there's nothing. And so I just looked up, you know, Googled constant bad smell in my nose.
Yes.
I could have a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm. Or
Parkinson's.
Adam, I think you're ignoring the obvious answer to this.
What?
There's a dead body in your walls, which explains the coffin flies and the rotten smell. So it's just
also,
clearly
those gnats keep flying around my face. There's a smell imminent. Mm-hmm. I could have gum disease. We know that could be a possibility because you know I talked about buying my own dental equipment. I could have polyps in my nose.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Are you going to buy tools on Amazon to remove the polyps before you go to the doctor?
I haven't gone that far yet, but don't put it past me. I might.
All right. I'm going to, you know what? A thing happened on that darn Elvis the other day, and I don't know whether to talk about it in the show or whether I should just save it and talk about it after in the post show.
I don't know. Are we watching Charlie Chan tonight?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have to hear it. He listens to our show, so he can listen to it some other time. I want
Auntie Scott to know that I miss him when he goes away to watch his movie.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Great. I think I'm ready.
I peed before I came up here. That's why I was late. I was also brushing my teeth. If you would like to know, I don't like to brush my teeth after we're done because we get done late and Mark is already asleep, so I don't want to wake him up.
Yeah, and you only have the one bathroom.
Well, but see, my toothbrush and everything is in that bathroom, and I always forget. I should buy an extra one and put it up here because I have a bathroom right there.
Oh my God, that would cost all of two or three bucks.
I forget. I should do that, but I never think about it when we're at the store. So I brushed my teeth beforehand.
Okay. Was I complaining?
No.
Did I complain?
Although Zoom really rang a long time. I thought, man, is he hitting call over and over?
No, I hit the call like, once and then you ignore you and then you messaged me and then I was like, oh, okay. And then he only has the one shower though, Cyclone. So that won't work. That whole house.
No, I can't pee in the shower anymore because then the shower smells like urine.
If you'd seal the grout, you wouldn't have
that. And the coffin flies don't like that. So I have to, you know.
You could seal the grout and then you could pee to your heart's content. Let's see.
I'm ready whenever.
Yeah, I gotta
hit record.
I gotta shut the door.
Do you need to get a drink or pee or anything?
No, I gotta shut the door, though.
If you were my boyfriend. I have in the past brushed in the shower.
While peeing?
Probably.
All right. Are you ready to hit record, Adam?
I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Press record.
Three, two, one.
Oh, I've already pressed mine.
I'm just...